Welcome to a special edition of the Roughish Registry.
Yeah.
Roll call. Who's here this evening?
Chase is here.
Trevor is here.
Luke Bryant.
Luke Bryant and Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
Dale Jr.
He looks like... Is he down?
He looked like Dale Jr. He's retiring. Dale Jr.
I know. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah?
Like, I liked him. I thought he was...
He's got a boat fishing podcast, too.
Well, he has a
podcast. Well, it's a podcast. He talked about bow fishing.
And he talked about bow fishing.
Yes. He doesn't have a bow fishing podcast.
So his brother-in-law or something?
I think his brother, yeah.
Yeah, it's just good to know that people like him still have problems. Like, they broke the trolling motor.
Yeah.
It just made me feel good.
I know. Like,
freaking Dale Jr. got all this money and he breaks the trolling motor. Like, gosh.
Took that restrictor plate off.
That's right. They wired that 2436.
Boom. Crank the voltage. Yeah. So, this episode is not about bow fishing. It's not about hunting. It's about fishing.
It's about love advice.
And?
Fishing.
The art of seduction.
Should I tell my joke I told earlier?
No.
No?
No. This is PG.
Well, that is PG.
The first one's PG.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, I'll...
The dishes one?
Yeah, maybe not.
No. Okay, so
you could sub in intimacy instead of
no.
It'll be all right. No, we're good.
You can PM us if you want another job.
Yeah. Chase's Twitter account is dragonlover_69. So find him there. So this episode, we're going to talk about. Trevor, or the Cashmere Killer, and I went on a deep-sea fishing trip. We were fortunate enough to work for a company that has a supplier that every 2 years takes a few of us on a, they called...
Was it in Aruba?
It was in Aruba.
Jamaica?
It was Aruba.
Or did they want to take you?
Actually, it was supposed to be, this is not funny, it was supposed to be in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Or no, Puerto Rico. And it 3 weeks before the hurricane went through,
yeah.
And so they changed it to Aruba. They worked really hard and got the trip moved. That we thought it was canceled, just straight up. Mm-hmm. So they took us to Aruba, which was fantastic. It's like 25 miles from Venezuela, South America. It's way down there.
It's hot down there, folks.
It is hot. Never been that close to the equator, and buddy, that thing is real.
The sun is like totally different.
Yeah.
It is way hotter.
The wind stops blowing. You just go inside. It is hot. So it was a nice 4-day trip. You know, just a quick trip down there and back. So, quarter, technically a business trip, but, you know, it was not much business.
Yeah.
Mostly just hanging out by the beach and...
Okay, so who... Who did you guys dress up as?
Oh, well, okay. All right. So you saw the pictures at this event. It was during Halloween, so they had a Halloween party, and I dressed up as the dude, and Trevor was Walter from The Big Lebowski. And
I'm going to come clean.
Yeah?
Never seen that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I was just like you a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and now it's like...
It's a classic.
I don't care what's on TV. If I see the last 5 minutes is still on, I turn it on.
Yeah?
It's good.
It's just funny.
Oh, man. It's like Jeff... There's a lot of people that think Jeff Bridges should have won an Oscar. I mean, like, not kidding. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, he should have won an Oscar for that. I mean, it's a dumb comedy, but his character was amazing. Anyway, so we dressed up as Lebowski and the dude, and I'm actually wearing my shirt right now. I'm the dude man shirt. Anyway, so it's mostly just like a beach trip, stuff like that, and... our sales guy was like, hey, would you guys like to go fishing one day? And we're like, yeah, duh.
So regular fishing, not boat fishing?
Yeah, deep sea fishing.
Okay.
He's like, I'll charter 2 boats. So we got, there was 8 guys that went on 2 different boats.
Yeah.
So we had a little wager and going to have a little mini quasi-tournament. And guys, this was a 4-hour trip, you know, just we're not like going 40 miles offshore and anything like that. So we thought, okay, we'll catch some small tuna you know, maybe a wahoo if we're lucky, maybe a barracuda, something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something cool. So we go, and we take off at like 7 o'clock, and it's a 4-hour trip. And first hour is pretty slow.
Yep.
God had to get our sea legs underneath us. It was a calm day, but there were still probably 3 or 4 foot rollers.
Yeah.
So, not used to that.
Just like running on Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah. It was rough. And so this is such a different kind of fishing. So it's like they have a live bait with a little streamer thing that goes over.
Like a skirt.
Yeah. Skirt. That's a good word. That's probably the right word.
That's the word they...
Okay, good to know. But I'm going to back up a little bit. So we get to the marina, and we see 3 boats. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I definitely don't want to get on one of those 2 boats. I'd like to get on that one. And we got on the worst of the 3. Like, it was pretty rough, kids.
Like, was the bilge pump running as you were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, twin motor, only one worked.
Yeah.
Holes and covered with duct tape. In the hull.
Yeah.
In the hull. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The cabin smelled like 40 years of puke. It was pretty rough. The floor was gooey.
I looked in there and decided I was not going in there.
Yeah.
Not the entire trip.
Like, had to pee once and, just held it. So anyway, it was a rough boat, to say the least. And the gear, I'd only been deep sea fishing maybe once or twice before.
Yeah.
Gear was rough. I mean, like, bad.
Like, had like a Zepco 808 on there.
Well, it's big gear. It's like big gear, yeah. You know, for big fish. It's but old. It's old. Man, looked like it's 30 years old.
And you know, like on the rods that they use string to with epoxy or whatever to like hold down the eyelets.
Yeah.
Well, at every eyelet, there's like strings just like floating in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like when they used to wrap the eyelets, not. Yeah. Ugh.
Okay.
Pretty rough. So, we're like kind of catting out there, and I was talking to the guy, trying to make small talk with him, because I was interested too. I just wanted to get to know, like, you know, because he had a big marlin on his shirt. I'm like, so is this guy like a poser? Does he like actually catch marlin? And I don't know anything about these fish, so I was like, so what's the biggest fish you've caught? And he caught a 787-pound blue marlin. I was like, on this boat. He's like, on this boat. I was like, with this gear? He's like, with this gear.
He's like, that's what put a hole in the side of the boat.
So,
the boat was new beforehand.
The Caribbean record is a little over 1,100 pounds. A fish like that, they can't, you know, he didn't, I don't even know how he got a weight, because I was like, I don't know how they got a weight, but big, he said it was big.
Probably like how Chad gets his weight.
Yeah.
Like, look at it like, it's 60 pounds.
It wasn't clear that he did or didn't bring it in the boat, but I think
what they do is they measure him.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do like nose to tail, they get a rough, like if he's, you know, if he's
12 feet long.
Yeah, if he's a, you know.
So is it catch and release down there?
Technically, you could bring it all in.
But, I mean,
but he was like, no, we are not bringing that, you know. So anyway, so we go out and we catch like, so it was interesting. They had this one line. They pulled out this 5-gallon bucket, and it was like thick, like poly. What was that, Trevor? I mean, it's like a thick, like.
It almost. It was just some kind of like nylon braid that was super thick. I mean, it was almost as thick as paracord, but it was like rubber. Like they had like a wrap around it.
Yeah, and they had probably a big old sinkers.
Bunch of lead sinkers on it.
Bunch of lead sinkers, every like foot and a half. And it was just this line, and you threw the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't attached to a reel. Like, you hand pulled it in.
Okay.
Yeah, it was funky. And so I reeled in I pulled in, like, a cool little barracuda. You know, nothing huge, but caught one. That was, like, one of the very first things.
Just by hand?
Like just hand-lined by hand. Like, hand-lined it in.
Huh.
Crazy, right? So that was interesting. And he was, like, as soon as I started pulling, he was, like, every time I'd, like, slow down or, like, slip your hand on the line, he'd, like, start screaming at me, you know.
So
Don't stop, boss.
The Nazi saying. Captain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I, you know, I got the barracuda in. That was cool. Trevor caught a needlefish.
Yeah, well, I hooked up on a small dolphin, or mahi-mahi.
Right.
And he got off right at the boat.
Yeah.
And then later, I was the guy, I was fortunate enough to snag a needlefish.
Which pretty cool.
Looked just like a small gar.
Yeah.
I've shot one of those.
You did shoot one. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. So anyway, we caught that and caught that, and then we had another guy hook up on some, like, you know, little tuna or whatever, and brought one of those in, and then a kingfish.
Yeah.
Caught a kingfish, too.
King mackerel.
King mackerel, yeah. That was cool. Big, nasty-looking sucker. Cool fish. Real sleek, real fast. We were having a good time, you know. Didn't know what to expect, but not a lot of action. And it's about 10:30.
Okay, before we go any farther, did you talk to the captain or any of the guys on the boat about bow fishing? Have they heard of it?
No. Or? Oh, you know what? Yeah, I did. I did. I talked to the captain for a little bit, just very briefly. He wasn't the captain. He was like the dude that owns the charter, but he didn't drive the boat.
Yeah.
He was like the
money.
The fish guy.
Okay.
He was the fisher. And I said, yeah, I said, we bow fish. I said, you know, with bow. And he knew what it was, but he'd never done it or anything, obviously. And these folks, he was from Aruba, and Aruba is like super diverse culturally. So it's a pretty small island, but that's Dutch province.
Holland.
Gotcha.
And but he was born and raised on the island, so he spoke like three different languages and four.
Which most of the people there, they speak more than
yeah,
two.
Yeah, like everybody we talk to, just, you know, I like to talk, so like most everyone spoke Dutch, English, Spanish, and then the native, like...
It was Papiamente or something.
No, that was where we went to dinner.
No, seriously, I think it...
Is it?
Yeah.
Papiamento?
Papiamento, maybe.
Okay.
Did they speak American?
Yeah, most everyone did. Yeah. Okay. In Dutch.
Speak American.
Dude, that rush, that Papiamento, that was... Oh, man, it was good. Had lobster.
Oh, okay.
And steak.
Yeah.
It was good.
Surf and turf.
And they brought it out on a hot rock, like a 600-degree rock, and they cooked it right, and the lobster was like cooking on the rock.
Yeah.
Ooh, baller. It was delish. So back to my fish story. So at this point, we have, I don't know, we had four or five lines in the water, and the captain is actually like up in the, up top with the, I guess, it's not the captain, he was like the first hand or whatever, the dude that caught the fish.
Yeah.
The guide. He was up there with the captain, just like hanging out, wasn't talking to anybody, kind of like chilling, really.
Probably saying the trip's over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we see the line do something weird. And he, like, jumps down. Like, comes ripping down the stairs. And he's screaming something to the other dude. And
he grabbed the rod.
He grabbed the rod and basically set the hook, from what I can tell, and said, fish on, get the lines in. So the other two guys... Well, the three guys, Trevor and I are grabbing rods and, like, ripping stuff in. And everybody's like, I'm just like, he's got something. Yeah. Something's happening.
Yeah,
something good is going on.
The whole vibe of the whole entire trip just, I mean, it was like overdrive.
Yeah, the whole trip he's like, don't touch anything. And then he's like, get all the lines in now. And it's like, oh.
So, like, we're, like, ripping all the poles down and just, like, throwing them and grabbing lines and ripping them in. And he quickly comes to, you know, it's a sailfish.
Yeah.
And it wasn't 10 minutes before that I was sitting there, because we'd talked about, like, marlin and sailfish, and on a previous trip that I'd been on, I was like, man, it'd be amazing to catch something like that someday. And I was literally thinking, like, I'm going to plan a trip someday to, like, go on, like, I'll go 3 days, but I want to see somebody, I want to see one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one guy that hadn't reeled anything in yet, and they, like, threw him in the seat, and he's, like, reeling this dude in, and he, talk about getting bossed around.
Yeah.
He was, like, anytime he started to slow down, he was, like, pick it up, boss, let's go. It was hilarious. And it was jumping out of the water, giving us a show.
Yeah.
And I've got, like, 5 or 6 minutes of video.
I'll never forget, like, the first time I saw it jump, I was, like, I knew, like, we're all, like, reeling these lines in, like, trying to get stuff out of the way. And then it jumped, and I was like, holy crap, look at that thing. It was just incredible.
Never seen anything like it. It's just so, you see pictures of it, and you're like, you know, what an incredible animal. And then you like see one on the hook and you're like in person and it's just like
even that much better.
Mind blowing. And anyway, so like we're reeling this cat in and we get it to the boat. And I'll share the video on the link. But get it to the boat and the whole time I'm like, there's no way he's gonna bring it on the boat. It's like there's no way. And the line gets wrapped around its tail.
Yeah.
So he's like, we got to bring it on. So then again, everybody freaks out again. So we're like bringing this dude on. And this point, it's how long was that thing? I mean, it was probably 80, 90 pounds.
Yeah.
But its sail was 3.5 feet long.
It's huge.
And 2 feet tall.
Huge.
I mean, the sail, when it opens, expands all the way up. I mean, it was huge, bigger than the whole fish, or bigger than the body of the fish, for sure.
It makes the fish look twice the size it actually is.
Yeah, that sail is so impressive.
Yeah.
And its eyes were the size of...
like my fist.
Yeah, its eyes were huge.
Huh.
Like a coffee cup saucer or whatever.
Yeah.
Huge. And that's what he's saying on the marlin he caught, the eyeballs were the size of like a plate.
Huh.
It's like you don't realize how big their eyes are.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, a lot of times they'll be at 200 feet deep and they'll come to the surface to like grab something. And their eyes are so good. So anyway, we bring this fish on the boat and we're taking pictures and all this video and it was just incredible to see it. You know, there's a lot of people that catch fish like that. You know, there's sailfish tournaments and things like that. But for a couple guys that just go out on a 4-hour like, you know, we're going to catch 5 or 6 little fish and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
To catch that. I mean, the captain was freaking out. He's like, you know, he fishes.
I think 500 trips a year.
500 trips a year. And he said, we might catch 20.
That's awesome.
So it was really cool to experience that. And
this was all trolling, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All trolling. Just back and forth. And there was a bunch of Russian, oil rigs, that's what we were basically close to.
Yeah.
And just out there. And it was really interesting because as soon as you got out of the port, it like dropped to 600 feet.
Yeah.
It got deep fast.
Yeah, so there's like a big shelf or something.
Yeah, yeah. Just a massive drop off. It goes from like 60 to 600 in a super short period of time.
Were we like trolling that ledge?
Yeah, so what we actually did is we went out about another half mile or so.
So you would cross the 600 foot deep section.
The deep section. And then it would stair step up. So yeah. It would have, like, I think 100 yards, and it would go up to, like, 450, and then climb up to, like, 250, and then, like,
yeah.
225, and, like, 150, and then mm-hmm. 75, and then back off. And you would basically just cross it, and you're trying to catch these fish, like, coming up the edge is how he was trying to explain it. His English is pretty broken, but I was trying to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, just a totally, totally different... but super cool experience. And the neatest thing to me is, like, I didn't reel it in. Trevor didn't reel it in. But it was, like, such a communal effort.
Yeah.
It was like we all caught it. I mean, in one way. Because he's just a dude that sat down and reeled.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could have done it. But yeah, the whole boat, like, reacted
yeah,
and
Tom
responded.
Was like, he asked me, he's like, oh, you take that one. I was like, no, Tom. Like, you know, Tom had been selfless the entire trip. You know, like, wanted to make sure we all had a good time. I was like, no, Tom, you go, like, you take it.
Yeah.
And
this was before it was a sailfish.
Yeah, before, like, it could have been a 3-pound tuna.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no, it was killer.
Just the colors and, like, you know, like, usually I see a fish and, like, I don't, like, the thought of, like, not, like, eating it across, like, I don't think about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
usually I see a fish and it's like, oh, it's probably a good eater. And I see that fish, I'm just like, I wouldn't harm that fish for any amount of money in the world. Like, just crazy, incredible, really cool fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes me want to go back, not go find the right place, the right time, you know,
yeah.
do like a 3-day, like a real one and catch a
marlin or something.
500-pound marlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking cool.
We did the marlin deal in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And... it was an all-day deal.
Yeah.
We got the boat for all day. And it was me and my dad and then another family that was with us down there. And we trolled all day long. Like, I took like 3 naps in the boat. Like it was a nice boat. I mean, it didn't like wasn't.
There were no holes covered with duct tape.
No, and the floors weren't gooey or anything. The
floors were gooey.
But that whole day we trolled was like, it all built up to this like 2 minutes of like a marlin hit the bait, and same deal, like everybody freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
They get all the lines in, and I'm sure the sailfish are fast, but I've never seen, like with the marlin, the line would be like out to the right of the boat, and you'd see the fish jump like 100 yards to the left of the boat. And it was just, and I don't even know if we ever actually had it hooked or if it just hit and then stripped some line off and then it let the bait go. But yeah, I'm with you. I think that'd be.
Yeah, it'd be pretty intense. There's a book that I started to read and I never finished it, but it was about this crew. The boat was called the Hooker and the Madame, and the boat was like a sport, like a 30 or 40 foot sport fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like an, it was one of those big like Alaskan sea boat, crab fishing boats. Yeah. And they would dry dock the sport fishing boat on the back of the huge boat.
Oh, wow.
And they were on out in sea year round, and they were like the number one marlin guide.
Yeah.
So like Ernest Hemingway and
so they just chased them with
they,
the big
they
boat.
So they'd go from Mexico to Miami. I mean yeah. like or maybe like they'd come off California and go all the way to the Panama, you know. Anyway. Yeah. And they had like a bunch of world records. And I'm not so I read it twice and I Googled it when I got home. They held the world record marlin on 8-pound line. It said 8-pound.
Yeah, that's like a big thing, like ultralight.
Ultralight gear for catching one of those fish.
Yeah.
It was like 800 pounds. 800-pound fish on an 8-pound line. And when I read it, I was like, no, I must not understand. It must be like 8-pound metal. I mean, I didn't understand, but I went back and Googled.
I wonder if that's like an 8-pound leader.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It could be an 8-pound leader, but still it's like
still
it's a chain.
Pound,
it's the
yeah.
weakest link, 8 pounds.
And anyway, I don't know. But that book was super interesting, and then I stopped reading it. But yeah. I need to finish it.
It was so good I couldn't read
We should start our own book club like the Goody Bowman.
Dude, I do that all the time. I finished the business ones, but the other ones I don't get to finish. But anyway, we caught a marlin. We didn't catch a marlin. We caught a sailfish, but it was awesome.
We'll post that picture up, right?
Oh yeah, I posted video and the picture. So just a little short snippet episode.
Heck yeah, bow fishing is getting closer and closer.
That's right, man. It's no marlins, but
yeah, boat's getting close to being done.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You're.
I'm jonesing.
You got a new one coming.
Yep. Little.
Couple. Twin 400Rs.
Yeah. No, it's a 28 foot. 16, 48 with a. What are those? A mantle? Like that you used to gig with? Propane mantle?
Yeah buddy.
Kicking it old school.
Yeah. They like the propane glow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was a short episode. We just wanted something to talk about. So. Anybody else got anything else before we wrap this dude up?
Nothing for me.
No, sorry.
Cool. All right. I heard there's marlin in that one of those lakes in Oklahoma. So maybe we'll go out there sometime.
One of what lakes in Oklahoma?
Grand. Maybe it's Sturgeon. I don't know.
There's Spoonbill.
Spoonbill.
You can shoot Spoonbill.
There you go.
Grand.
Same story.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, leave us a review. Like us on Facebook, Instagram.
Peace. I know, I stole it.